Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah discussed someone who found tefillin outside in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Different methods to bring it back into a protected area for the sake of protecting the tefillin. The Mishnah over here brings another etza, another suggestion. Reb Shimon says, Neisnei lechaveri, he should hand the tefillin to another person that's less than 4 amos away from him. Mechaveri lechaveri, and that person should hand it to a third person. Ad shemagia lechatzar chitzayna, and they should keep handing it one to another, that way, so that nobody walks 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a tefillin, and they make a chain passing it on like this, until they get lechatzar chitzayna to the most outer courtyard, where it can be left in a safe place. And according to Reb Shimon, this is preferable than that of walking with it less than 4 amos, stopping, and then walking 4 amos and stopping. This is a preferred method. Mechein b'nai, similarly, if someone had a child that was born, and they need to transfer the child, if the child was born in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they need to transfer the child. Neisnei lechaveri, bechaveri lechaveri, he should hand the baby to his friend, and then his friend to another friend, and so on and so forth. Afilu mea, even with 100 people, they should do this to transfer the baby to a safe place. Now, until now, the Mishnah is discussing this leniency that was permitted for the protection of the tefillin or the baby that was born. This is for mitzvah purposes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Neisen adam chavish lechaveri, v'chaveri lechaveri." A person can give a barrel. This is a hefker, ownerless barrel that he found in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He can hand it to his friend, and his friend to his friend, so on and so forth, and they can do a similar chain and pass this barrel along, even though here there's no mitzvah. Afilu chutz l'tchum, and they can even go out beyond the tchum. This is talking about a situation where they had not yet acquired the barrel. It's still ownerless, and so they hold that it can be carried l'chachila, one to another, and even out of the tchum, since it's not owned by anyone yet, it's not bound by the tchum of any individual. Amrulai, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, the barrel cannot go further than that of the feet of its owner. Not that there is an owner, there really is an owner, but just like a person who owns it is limited to the 2,000 amos, so too this barrel that's hefker also is limited, just like a person, that it can only go within the 2,000 amos that it was located when Shabbos started. And so the Chacham disagreed with the last point, that it can't go beyond the tchum, but it could, l'tchachila, even without any mitzvah purpose, be passed one to another, and that way traverse large distances in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mishnah Gimel. Hayakar b'sefer, if someone was reading from a sefer, and in those times the svarim were all rolled up parchments, like a sefer Torah, but like a single roll, and he was reading the sefer al eskupo on the porch, which was considered a karmelis. That's not, it's in between, it was just a rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And it's only Aser Midrabanan to transfer from the Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Carmelis, and the same to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Neskalgo HaSefer Miyadi, if this book or scroll rolled out of his hand, and it started unrolling, and it rolled out, and it rolled into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Golei Etzlei, he can roll it towards himself, because there's only a rabbinic restriction from bringing from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Carmelis. And in this case, the Rabbanan waived their restriction in order to, for the sanctity of the Sefer, this Torah scroll, that it should not be left in this demeaning position of unrolled on the floor in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hayakar b'Rosh Hagag, if he was reading a Sefer on his rooftop, which is the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, v'niskagal Sefer Miyadei, and the end of the scroll rolled out of his hand off the side of the roof down towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the halacha is as follows. If the scroll has not reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, then he can roll it back up towards himself. Here, the issue is potentially midaraisa, because it's going from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But anything that's above 10 tefachim from the ground is not considered within the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim yet. Above 10 tefachim from the ground is a makam p'tur, it's a place of exemption. He can roll it back towards himself. But once it reaches 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the ground, so it's now considered in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then he can no longer pull it back to himself up to the roof, which is taking from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rather, Hayfchei Alaksav, he should turn it over onto its writing, so it's less demeaning. The writing is now covered, it's turned down on its face, and he should leave it there until after Shabbos. The Rav quotes that the Gemara really adds more into the Mishnah. There's more missing here from the Mishnah, that in order for it to be considered present in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and forbidden for him to take it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it actually has to be settled and resting on something. It needs a hanacha. It needs to be placed there. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is really talking about a case where the wall was on a slant, and so the scroll is actually resting on the slant of the wall, and it's considered resting, settled, within 10 tefachim of the ground on the slant of the wall. But if it would be a completely vertical wall, and the sefer would be dangling in midair, then there would not be a problem pulling it back up, because even within 10 tefachim of the ground, because it didn't come to rest yet in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And this is explained in the continuation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the scroll is only removed off the ground, only within the amount of space of a needle, so it's hanging in the air just a drop above the ground, you can roll it back up to himself. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in a case where the wall was not on a slant, rather it was straight up, and the scroll is suspended in midair, it's not resting on anything. Since it didn't come to rest in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's permitted to roll it back up. Rav Shimon comes and brings another opinion. Even if the scroll is actually resting on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he can roll it back up to himself. Because according to Rav Shimon, since the person on top of the roof is still holding onto the other end of the sefer, and he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's only a rabbinic restriction to pull it back into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And Rav Shimon says, "She'ein l'cha davar mishem shvus ayme b'fnei kisvei hakodesh." There's no matter of shvus. Shvus means something that's restricted only midrabanan. There's no iser midrabanan that will get in the way of this, the sanctity of these kisvei hakodesh, these holy writings, and therefore, to protect the sanctity of the writings that are now sitting on the floor in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's only a rabbinic restriction to pull it back up because he's holding the other end in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So therefore, they waive that rabbinic restriction and he can pull it back up to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to the rooftop.